From GEICO Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts. Tonight, you just left for work and had a non-specific feeling that something was happening to your place and it wasn't good. Dan?
Exactly, Tammy. It could be smoke damage, theft, or just too much caffeine, but you can't stop thinking about it.
But with renter's insurance through GEICO, your stuff is covered, so you don't have to worry.
And that's great, because the weekend is coming up and it's chock full of social obligations that are ready to fill that void.
Oh boy, will they, Dan? It feels good to worry less. It feels good to GEICO.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, on Sunday, President Catherine Connolly issued a statement describing the violations of international law that we are witnessing in the Middle East, drawing a slight rebuke from government, who responded by stating that international affairs rest solely with them. But politicians, including those of government parties, are beginning to toe a line closer to that of President Connolly than the government. And that includes Fianna Fáil MEP Barry Andrews, who joins us now. Good evening to you, Barry. Are you willing to say baldly that you believe the actions of the US and Israel are illegal?
Look, I said that in the hemicycle of the European Parliament yesterday in a debate with President von der Leyen and Commissioner Sefcovic. So I think it's really important to point out that I'm chair of the Development Committee, and one of our most important jobs is to ensure adherence to international law, and in particular international humanitarian law. That was the context in which I made those comments. President von der Leyen has made statements in the last few days where she suggests that the European Union cannot any longer adhere to international law. It can't be the final custodian in international law. That's the context in which that debate took place yesterday in the hemicycle. It's important to make that point.
Okay. But nonetheless, your view is that President Trump, Netanyahu, that they are acting in violation of international law with their actions against particularly Iran, but perhaps also Lebanon.
Yeah, look, I understand the framing of your question here is that, you know, Micheál Martin has said one thing and I'm saying something else. But I really believe there's not that much of a difference between what we're saying. I mean, clearly the government is very concerned about the degree to which what's happening now has drifted outside the obligations of member states under the UN Charter. And you can read whatever you want into that. The reality is that Micheál Martin has a completely different job to do for me.
Sure.
He has to bear in mind the entirety of the Irish economy, what it means for services in the country. He has to consider all of this and has to toe a very delicate diplomatic line next week when he's in the White House. I have my obligations. I work on humanitarian access, making sure there is adherence to international law, making sure there's sufficient humanitarian assistance for people who are in trouble. That's what my job is. So maybe I can be a bit more explicit about these things. Honestly, I think the government are trying to make sure they can strike the balance and use diplomatic effort.
Sure.
To secure the outcomes that I'm looking for too.
Barry, and this isn't a gotcha question or anything, but are you making his job, as you describe it, harder? That you are a member of the same party as him, you are being critical of the actions, and he does have to go currently, we believe, to sit in the Oval Office and extend a bowl of shamrock. And we don't know what kind of reception he is going to receive, and that is the capricious nature of US politics now. And have you made his job more difficult?
Look, I really don't think so. I mean, there's two things. First of all, I think Micheál Martin understands very well the context in which I made those comments. We were having a debate about the direction that President von der Leyen seems to be proposing to take the European Union in, and my comments in the hemicycle, which try to encourage her to stick the course, to keep with the EU values, and that I strongly believe that EU values are represented in international law. The second point is that Micheál Martin is one of the most talented and experienced diplomats that has served in Irish politics, and I have no doubt that he has the skills to be able to manoeuvre through the very difficult experience it will be next week to try to keep that balance. But the art of diplomacy, obviously, is to try to make sure that a point of view can be expressed without upsetting relations between nation states, and I'm absolutely sure that Micheál will be able to convey those messages next week in the White House.
And you have no fear that words like your own, or indeed President Catherine Connolly's, might be used against him in that setting, or indeed used to humiliate him?
Not at all. I think, you know, we live in a democracy. I mean, every country has different points of view. Even within political parties, there are different points of view. But as I said before, I don't think there's a whole lot between what I had to say and what the government is saying. The government is really very, very concerned about the degree to which this has drifted away from the norms of international law that has benefited small countries. I mean, I really feel that Micheál will take the opportunity next week to convey the idea that it's the smaller member states that will suffer. It's smaller countries within the United Nations system that will suffer if we don't keep, adhere to multilateralism and the rule of law.
Okay. And you've mentioned several times, Barry, that your concerns are those of humanitarian law and, I suppose, the respect for humanitarian law. What about people who say that Iran's abuses of humanitarian law are manifold and that multilateralism and the UN have failed the people of Iran, the women of Iran, the protesters within Iran protesting against that regime? Reports of up to 30,000 people killed, more people killed in a week than in the year of an onslaught by Israel against Gaza, more people killed in Iran in a week by their own regime, a brutal, totalitarian, oppressive one. When multilateralism fails to act in the face of that, is what, I suppose, the US and Israel doing therefore morally more complicated?
Look, I have no sympathy for the demise of the Iranian regime if it comes about, and I'm absolutely explicit about that. And if I had more time to speak in the hemicycle yesterday, I would have made that point as well. I think we should also remember that multilateralism delivered the Iran nuclear agreement in 2015 that President Trump decided to get rid of, that they abandoned that. We should also remember that on Friday, 2 weeks ago, Witkoff and Kushner were negotiating with the Iranians, that they were pursuing potential diplomatic resolutions of what's going of the conflict between the US and Iran. And the Omani government have been very explicit to say that significant progress was being made. And we also heard from Marco Rubio that effectively the US were bounced into this because of decisions being made by the Israeli government. So, I have no sympathy whatsoever for the Iranian government, but there were diplomatic initiatives taken that were simply abandoned in favor of militarism. And that's why I was quite explicit in the European Parliament yesterday.
I mean, many people would agree with you that they were around a peace table while clearly planning an attack. But, there's no sign of it currently, but should the Iranian regime fall, a despotic regime, would that put a different slant on the actions, do you believe, of the US and Israel?
Well, let's just look back at the experience of the last 20 years. You know, when you have Western coalitions trying to overturn governments in Iraq, in Libya, in Afghanistan, ultimately we all pay a price, the loss of human life, the damage to the economies, incredible waste of money, undermining and degrading international law. Another example we should also remember is what's happened in Syria. So the government of Syria, of Assad, has been overthrown without any Western intervention, and it has been far more peaceful. And in fact, there's a resolution happening between the government in Damascus and the Kurd minority within Syria, which is absolutely the right way for a regime change to happen. It can't happen at the end of a Tomahawk missile. It can't happen at the end of a barrel of a gun. There's no evidence that shows that type of intervention okay. succeeds. I make no apologies whatsoever.
And you're making very valid points, in fairness to you. I totally accept that. But what do you say then to the Iranian people, many of whom you'll see on social media, many of whom you'll see protesting on European streets in European capitals, saying we support the action of the US in this instance. The regime was impossible for us to overthrow from within.
So the information that is that has come out and the suspicion at the very beginning was that American-Israeli military intervention would not deliver regime change. And that's what the intelligence is telling the Israelis right now, it's telling the Americans right now. And that's why President Trump is looking for an off-ramp at this stage, because he knows that any of the so-called strategic objectives of the attack in Iran cannot be achieved. Clearly, the nuclear program never presented a threat at all. Clearly, there's no chance of regime change. So look, again, it's a balance. I have such sympathy for the Iranian people, and I know lots of people living in Dublin of Iranian descent who would like nothing more than to see the flowering of new democracy, the deepening of those roots of democracy at some point, or some change in the administration. But at the barrel of a Tomahawk missile, no, I don't think it's going to work.
All right, Barry Andrews, Fianna Fáil MEP there for Dublin. We will leave it there, and thank you very much for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.